T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
There. Joining us now is a candidate for Missouri's 3rd Congressional District, Brandon Wilkinson. Welcome back to the show, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Let me just get a background from you. So you're a truck driver?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Is it truck driver code anytime you see a kid give you the honk the horn sign that you actually have to honk the horn?
No, but you know what? We love it more than the kids do. So, you know, that's a highlight of our day all the time.
Awesome. All right. So let's talk about the district there. In your district, what are some of the problems that you're facing and what do you see? How do you think you can fix them?
Believe it or not, actually one of the biggest issues that I hear is illegal immigration. You wouldn't think that would be a thing being, you know, the heartland in Missouri, but that's a big one. So close the border, enforce immigration law. Another one that I hear about when I go around, and this is one I hear from parents all the time, is that they're concerned about their kids being indoctrinated with CRT and DEI and SEL. And there, I know of schools in this district, in this congressional district, that have pushed the CRT stuff. So that stuff has to go. You can't be teaching some kids that they're racist and other kids that they're oppressed. And it's just complete trash. And then DEI and SEL, a lot of people don't know about those, but diversity, equity, inclusion, and social emotional learning, they're just as bad. And they're just going to keep changing the acronym and try to get it by. So that's a really, really big one. And then inflation and economy is probably the next most important thing I hear from people. And that one we need to, we need better monetary policy so we're not printing more money than the world ever thought could exist. That's a big one right there. That's one of the biggest pushers of inflation right now.
The fact that we can't even, I mean, fathom the amount of money we're printing right now is one thing. Let's talk about the inflation and the problems that we're seeing right now. If you're driving a lot, you're probably, every time you're going by a rest stop, you're looking at, okay, what's the price of diesel here? It's probably the highest you've ever seen it in your entire lifetime. That's got to be hurting a lot of people in your industry.
Yes, it absolutely is. People don't realize how much fuel trucks use. We don't get the kind of fuel mileage of cars, you know. So truck drivers, your average truck is going to be about 6.5 to 7.5 miles per gallon. So, and you have 200-gallon tanks. So, you know, you're spending, when it's $6 a gallon, you know, you're sitting there and you're spending $1,200 to fill your tank, and you're doing that every 2 days. So it's hurting owner-operators right now. People are exiting the trucking industry so fast, it's ridiculous. And we already had an 80,000 driver shortage. So we're going to see more supply chain issues. We're going to see more shortages in our stores than our grocery stores.
Yeah, it's scary because it's all related. I mean, that's, if you talk about the price of goods, getting the price of goods from point A to point B to the store that you enjoy purchasing it from, it costs money for that. And when that costs more, then the goods cost more. And we're looking at how everything is just so related to all of this right now. We got a lot of problems and a lot of these pocketbook issues that everyday people face. And it's not just in large cities. I mean, it's all across the Midwest, and it's not getting any better. That's the sad thing. So what would you do to fight to make things better?
Well, right off the bat, one thing that's in my economic plan is what I'd love to do is actually lower the cost of trucking, deregulate trucking. And I've been talking about this. I've wrote about it since about 2020 or 2019. That, you know, everything that we own, everything in our homes, anything you want to buy, everything all came through a truck. So if you can lower the cost of trucking in transportation logistics, you'll lower the price of all goods. So there are so many regulations in trucking that are redundant and that increase costs. And I used to be an owner operator and a lease operator. So just in the few years that I had my own trucking business, I saw the cost increases from all the new regulations, and we're talking almost 15 years ago. So in that time period, it's just been more and more. Every couple of years, some big law comes out that dramatically increases prices for companies and for owner-operators and truck drivers. And a lot of them are very, very redundant. They overlap on top of other ones. And, you know, so if we can deregulate trucking, and I'm not saying make it the Wild West of trucking with no laws, but let's go through the books. Let's remove a bunch of these redundant laws and lower these costs. Then everyone will feel that in their pocketbook. Everyone.
Brandon Wilkinson, by the way, if people wanted to look you up, because the primary is coming up here soon, August 2nd, and they wanted to learn more about some of your ideas, where can they go?
My website, BrandonForMissouri.com, or my Facebook page. I actually now have the second largest political following on Facebook in the state of Missouri, and I'm just a regular guy. I'm about to hit 250,000 followers on Facebook, surpassed Josh Hawley about a month ago. So then go to my Facebook, which is you can search the at symbol Brandon for Missouri, or you can search Let's Go Brandon Wilkinson.
Maybe that's why.
And I have
that's
to
part
ask,
of it.
You know, I thought that when we changed the name, that was really going to increase the numbers, and it didn't move the needle at all. You know, I already had a really sick following. But, you know, I do want to ask people, I'm a regular guy, and I'm not rich. I am facing a seven-term incumbent who's very heavily funded by PACs and corporations. I've put roughly about $30,000 of my own money, and I put my money where my mouth is, and $30,000 is a whole lot of money to my family. So if you like what I stand for, every dollar counts. Donate 5, 10, 20. It adds up. Grassroots power can absolutely turn an election. So please consider making a donation today at BrandonForMissouri.com.
Brandon Wilkinson, a congressional candidate for the 3rd District here in Missouri. Thank you for coming on this morning to 97.1.
Thank you guys for having me on again. I love coming on the show.
Very good. And a big thank you for always honking the horn when a kid requests it. That's one of the great joys of being a kid.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.